Alright, we'll start the Maimer Mitzvoso Shel Ner Chanukah Mishatishka Achamo Ashatich L'Rega Menashuk. The Rebbe said this on Zois Chanukah in the year Tovshin Lamed Ches, and this is a follow-up, as they say here in the note, to the Maimer that started with Tana Rabbon and Mitzvos Ner Chanukah, which together they came out in a booklet in the Kuntres Chanukah Tovshin Mem Zayin as Erev Chanukah Tei Zushnas Mashiach, as is brought down here in the bottom. And this is a follow up to that Maimer. Alright, so let's Saiti Dishmaya Zeis Chanukah Hei Tovshin Lamed Ches. So this is brought down from the Gemara in Shabbos. It talks about the lights of Chanukah. So it says, mitzvoso, that the mitzvah, which we're talking about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Shel Ner Chanukah, is mi shetichshka hachamo. It starts from sunset, and it goes ad until shetichla regel min hashuk chulu, until the feet are no longer in the marketplace, meaning everybody left the marketplace, chulu, etc. And the Gemara articulates later on, ad de kalya riglo de tar moidoi, until the feet of the tar moidoi, they were a nation, they used to sell wood, they used to linger in the marketplace. So they stayed there longer. So until they finish, there's still people in the marketplace, so until they finish, that's the time to light the menorah. After they finish already, there's nobody there to be mefarsim the nest to, because everybody's gone. But until the kalya rigla de tar meidoi, is that you have the mitzvah to light the Ner Chanukah. And we'll see soon, the rigla de tar meidoi also has a very significance. It has the, we learned also in the previous Maimer, that it has the letters of Meiredes, meaning either you do away with the rebellion against Hashem, and or you bring them to a level of kiloyim. Look inside. So it's explained in the Maimorim from our rebbes, our leaders. Hachiluk, there's a the difference shebein neiris Chanukah leneiris Hamikdash veneiris Shabbos. We have the neiris that we light on Chanukah, and then we had the neiris that we lit in the Beis Hamikdash, and the neiris and the lights of Shabbos. They all have different times. They're not at the same time. The neiris Hamikdash veneiris Shabbos, the light of the Migdosh, the Menorah and the Beis Hamikdosh, and also the light we do on Shabbos, Zman Hadlakosom Hu Mibayid Yoim. When do you light them, both of them, Saidich, the Neiris Migdosh and Shabbos, you light them while it's still daytime. The Neiris Hamikdosh Hidliku Miplaga Mincha. The Neiris and the Beis Hamikdosh were lit from half Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter, Shehu Harbe, which is a lot, Shoh Reviyah, it's an hour and a quarter, Koidim Shkiyah Sachamo. That is an hour and a quarter before Shkiyah Sachamo. So it's a lot before Shkiyah Sachamo. And also, Neiris Shabbos, Vegam, Neiris Shabbos, and also the light of Shabbos, Tzorich Lad Likom Koidim Shkiyah Sachamo. We need to light them before the sun sets. Mitzad Shmirah Shabbos, because you're keeping Shabbos. You can't light the lights of Shabbos, the native Shabbos, after Shkiyah, because that would be violating the Shabbos already. If you're keeping Shabbos, you have to do it before Shkiyah. Mashenki, Ner Chanukah, as opposed to the light of Chanukah, mitzvoso hi mishatishka hachamo. Over here, the mitzvah is, as we just quoted from the Gemara, when the sun sets, after the sun sets. Seems a little bit strange. The whole reason for setting up the Ner Chanukah, the whole reason of Ner Chanukah is because of the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdosh. But yet, the Neiris in Beis HaMikdosh was done an hour and a quarter before Shkia, and this is done after Shkia. The Hagam, the Zeh Shetiknu Neir Chanukah. Although, this that they instituted the Chanukah light, Humipnei HaNeis Shehoye B'Neiris HaMikdosh, that is because of the miracles that took place in the lamps of the Mikdosh, Ve'im Kain. And in that case, since we were lighting the Ner Chanukah because of the Ner Mikdash HaYoroyi, it would be fit Shetiyas Man Hadlakoso Kineris HaMikdash, so that the time for lighting the Chanukah light should be at the same time as the lights of the Mikdash. Ubefrat, especially we have a rule that even when the Rabbonon came up with a new Takona, something instituted, something new, but generally they followed the path the way it was done from the Torah. So if the lighting of the Torah is done an hour and a quarter before Shkia, why when the Chachamim Institute, they don't follow when the generally befrat the kol the tikkun rabbonon ki ein deraisa tikkun? We have this rule that whatever the rabbonon are misakin, when they institute, it is similar to the Torah. And yet we say, the mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is dafke specifically when the sun sets. And it's known the explanation that when we talk, look about the period of time, the period, the history of Chanukah, was while the Yidden were in exile, even though they were had the Beis HaMikdosh, but they were under the Greek at that time. It's called the dark time, that the idea of the Ner Chanukah is to illuminate the darkness. It's known, the explanation in this, She'inyan mishatishka hachamo koyi al zman hagolus, that the idea, the concept, when the sun sets, that refers to the time of exile. That's the time when the sun has set. Shenikra b'shem choshech. The time of Golus is called dark. That means when the sun sets, it's light, not light outside. V'asiba l'choshech ha-Golus hi. And what's the cause, the reason for this darkness of the exile is ha-choshech ha-ruchni, that it's the spiritual darkness. That is the idea of sins. Sins are the spiritual darkness because sins, that's the opposite. Mitzvah is the lamp and Torah is the light. But when there is a sin, there is no mitzvah, there is no light of the mitzvah, no lamp of the mitzvah, no light of the Torah, so it's dark. It's a choshech ruchnis. And that spiritual darkness brings about the exile. K'moisha Emrim, as we say in the davening, Umipnei Chatoeinu Golinu, that it is because of our sins that we were exiled. V'zohu, Mashineiris Chanukah Mitzvos Meshetishka Hachama. This is the idea that the Chanukah lamps mitzvah is once the sun sets. Because the idea of the Chanukah lamp, is to illuminate the darkness of the exile. Sharei, because that's actually when the miracle of Chanukah took place. It was a very dark galus at the time. Sharei Azman, the Neis Chanukah, because the time when the Neis, the miracle of Chanukah, took place, although then the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, it's still called Golus, it's called the Golus Yovan. It's referred to as the exile of the Greek. Especially in those days, Shalifne HaNeis, that was before the miracle, Shahoyo is Gabrus Achoshech. So Bechlal, there was the Golus Yovan, but especially that period, specifically in the time that before the Neis, there was a overpowering of darkness. Okay, move on. Menusach v'al hanisim, it's understood from the language that we do v'al hanisim, godol hatzorish v'chulu shahoyu oz, the great troubles that was then when the Nes of Hanukkah took place. So, there was a dark time. A dark time, Golus, even though the Beis HaMikdash was there, it was a dark time. That period was an increasing darkness. As we see the great troubles in the Nuschal HaNisim. V'zehu gamkein, mashizmano shel Neir Chanukah. This is also why we say, you start Mishki Zachama, but the time is ad shetichla regel min hashuk. Until the feet are no longer in the marketplace. And we said that the kalio riglo de tarmudoi, until the feet of this tarmudoi are no longer there. The tarmudoi, the taiches over here, comes from rebellion, level moiredes, tarmud los moiredes. Tarmudoi is heim hamoridim b'malchus shamayim. Those are those who rebel against the heavenly kingdom. As the word Tarmudoi, Tarmud has Oishish Meredes. Tarmud has the same letters as Meredes. And these Tarmudoi Veheim is Akvim Bishuk. And they are delayed and they hang around in the market. What is the Shuk represents? Bechinas Rishus Arabim. Turei de Pruda, that's the level of Rishus Arabim, which is called the mountains of separation, which represents the klippas. And they hang around with the klippas, and they rebel. And what are we supposed to do? Adikalio riglo de tarmudoi bebeis hapirushim. So we have the two interpretation in until Kali Rigl Tarmedoi. What does it mean? First of all, as he brought down in the previous Maimer, Oir de Neir Chanukah, Mechalo Mevatl Es Rigl de Tarmedoi, that the light of the Chanukah lamp destroys and negates these feet of the Tarmedoi. So Kali is from the Loshen, that it destroys it so that they won't interfere. The Ner Chanukah illuminates so that it destroys and gets rid of the Tarmudoi. Or also, Shaur the Ner Chanukah, that the Ner Chanukah poil inyan hakiloyin. This idea of expiring to Kedusha, gam berigla de Tarmudoi, also in the feet of the Tarmudoi, that they too should be in the level of Kiloyin, that is Kalya, bringing them to the level of Kiloyin. Shigam Hamoyridim, that also those who rebel, the Tarmudoi is Batlu, shall be negated, the Yishabchu, and turned around, the Yavoyu Lekleis HaNefesh, that they too should, Kalya should come to the expiration of the soul to the highest level. But ad, to such an extent, that when they turn around and they become a loshon of kiloyin, they become expired to Hashem, shatzimoyin, v'ha kiloyin shalem u'b'yesaros. Their thirst and their expiration is with more force. Okay, yadua, and like it's known, shatzimoyin shel bal tshuva, known that the thirst of a Baal Teshuva is with more force than the thirst of a Tzadikim. Because the advantage of light, the greatness of light, is when it comes Davke from darkness. Base. So we're going to say now that everything comes from Kedusha. Even the things that have fallen down and into the other side, they originate in Kedusha. And sometimes it can descend gradually. Sometimes there's like a totally breakaway until they fall into the lowest places, and still there is a godly spark there to be elevated. Behold, it's known. Everything that exists in the world. Gam ha'le'uma, also the other side. Yesh lo ha'scholah v'shoydesh b'kedusha. It has a beginning, it all begins, and it has a root in Kedusha. V'seyre mizeh v'razal, and even more than this, the Gemara in Chulin says that ein oid milvadei, there is nobody besides Hashem, which would include ba'filu k'fshofim, even sorcery, shemakhishim pamalya shel milo, which contradict, deny the heavenly academy, they don't believe, is also in Eid Milvadei. So, means that they too have a connection, a root there. Elo, but that descent, how it descends, depends. Sheyesh devorim sheyi efsher sheyumshechu mimekoyram al yidei hishtalshlus. There are some items that it's impossible for them to be extended from their source through a hishtalshlus, through an evolution which is an orderly, a connected together. They can't come directly. Even if you would make a chain reaction, you would make a cause and effect many steps, a lot of steps, still they can't come down. You, besides grading in a degrading in a gradual way, you also need an interruption, or a restriction, or a curtain, or a break, somewhere to stop that chain reaction in order to jump over to create this level which is sort of detached from the high, not in the chain, not linked, but detached through either a hefsek, an interruption, or a tzimtzum, or a restriction, masach, or a curtain, or a shvira break. So from this we understand, as it relates to the above matters, which is the Mishatishka Hachamo. We talk about the time when the sun sets, and we talk about a shuk, a marketplace, and we talk about Tarmudoi, those rebellious. So we're talking about the negative. Where they begin and where their source is in Kedusha. Elo, Shaboyim, Aliyidei, Tzimtzum, Behefsek, V'chulu, U'shvirechulu. It's just that the way they come out, they come, even though they come from Kedusha, but they don't come direct, but they come through this restriction, interruption, and Ashvirah. Gives an example, inyan pare, similar to the idea of pare. Shebe parshas seinu. This is talking about in the parshas Vayigash. Shebe shorshoi hu inyan achinai lebikdusha. When you look at the root of pare, in pare's root, he is something very distinct, elevated in kedusha. So you gotta see that while Padre in this world was a Rasha and big in a clipper, but yet in his root, he has a very high root, an elevated root in Kedusha. Kiyadua, as it's known, that Shepadre, that Padre step, Padre means to open up. Who the Ispiriu vi Isgalian mine kol Nahirin. In the Lashon, the Kabbalah, that from him, it's a level of Pari in which it opens up and is revealed. All the lights come from there. It's an open light. So Pari is the source from which all lights are opened up. And yet, through the multiple evolution, the multiple chain, the descent and the breakage, then you get a Pari, the king of Egypt, in this world. Hatanim, as the Pasuk refers to him, and the Navi, Hatanim Hagodil, the great fish, Aroivitz Betoich Ya'irov, who kneels within his river, Ve'omer, and he says, Li Ya'iri, the river belongs to me, Vani Asisini, I made myself. He denies totally the Eberster of any power above. He just says about himself. So therefore, you see how some level which is so high ends up in a very low negative on the other side totally. And the mezeh gufa shenoflu lemato kol kach, this alone, the fact that they had fallen so low, muchach, that is evidence sheshorshem hi bechina nailis v'yoser, that their root is a very elevated source. Because we know the chol ha-gavoya, gavoya yeser, yered lamata mata yeser. Anything that is higher and higher, more higher, goes down, more lower, goes down lower. The fact that you see such a descent, it means they must come from very high, because only the very high come down so low. Belochein. So because we're saying that there's such a high source, Al yidei shemevarerim ho inyonim shenoflu lemato b'yoser, through sorting out those matters that fell very low, ukemoy habirur, as for example, the sorting out the pari shudavka de Moshe Rabbeinu, such a low level that only Moshe Rabbeinu can sort them out. By yidei shenitnu le'azer koyach miyuchad, and also Moshe Rabbeinu had been given a special power to sort out and to control Paroi. Boel Paroi, the Eibusher says, come to Paroi. That's a special command. So these items that have been fallen so low, Misalim hem l'shorsham shu gavoya gavoya b'yoser, they are elevated to their root, which is very, very high. And more than this, you say to Mizu, and more than this. So, first of all, because they come from a very high source, so therefore, they go up to a very high source. But not only do they go up to the very high source, they go even higher than where they come from. You say to Mizu, and more than this, Mikivon Shekol Yerida Yitzoydech Aliyah, since every descent is for the purpose of an elevation, so their elevation after being sorted out, so they are on a higher level, more than they were before, than their root, before they fell in descent. Because otherwise, what was the descent? Descent is a purpose of an elevation, so it means not only do they go up to their source, but they go up in, even into a higher source. Ois gimel. Ba'pize yuvon. And based on this, we understand mashem muvo that's brought down be'inyan mishetishka hachamo. We bring down with regards to this idea that when the sun sets, it's brought down the Maimer HaZoyar, the saying of the Zoyar, and the Pasuk in Kehela says, Ve'el Mekoimoy Shoyev Zoreach Husham. He yearns for his place, and that's where he shines. So what does the Zoyar say in this Pasuk? He says, Kad ozil shimsho lemayriv, as the sun sets to Mayriv, That means it goes el mekoyme. High ma'ariv ikra mekoyme deshimsho. So the west, the ma'ariv, that's called the place of the sun. El mekoymoy shoyef. He goes to his place, yearns his place. And then he shines there. What does this mean? So it's known, the explanation of this Zoyar and the Pasuk. Ma'ariv hu malchus. When we say the west represents malchus. Kamaimer, like we say, Shechina b'Ma'ariv, that the Shechina is in the west. So what does it mean, v'kad ozil shimsho l'Ma'ariv? And the Zohar says that the sun goes to the west. Hu hamshochas v'yiridas zo, which is shemesh b'malchus. Zeir ampin, the zo, the midas of Atzilus, are considered to be, is considered the sun. Malchus is in Ma'ariv. So when the sun comes to the level of Malchus, and is not only in Malchus, but also to the level of Malchus, Ad Baha Malchus, Kamoisha Nasis Mokir Libya, to Malchus, as Malchus becomes a source for Bia. One part of Malchus, that it's the lowest sphere within Atzilus. But then, the other aspect of Malchus, that it becomes a source for Briyi Tzira Asiya. So, the sun, the Zoh, comes down to Malchus, as Malchus, to the extent in which Malchus become a Mokar Libya. Va'ad she'nishka oir ha'atzilus. Until the light of Atzilus sets, like the sun, it sets in there. Ba'afa pikein, and still, high mighty v'ikra mekoyme deshimsho. That west is called mekoyme. Well, mekoyme, high mighty v'ikra mekoyme deshimsho, as the Zohar says. That's its place. How could that be the place of the shimsho? It seems like a descent. Shazahu mekoyme ha'amiti, because this is really the real place of the Shemesh of Zobda Atzilus, is for coming down in Bia. Ki akavone b'hatzolos ha'atzilus hi, because the akavone amiti is the true intent in the fact of separation, of bringing in Atzilus, creating Atzilus hi b'shvil yisavus Bia, is for the creation of Briyi Tzirasiya. Ve'ad sheshom davki zereichu, to the extent that it's davki in Bia, is where he shines. She'iker amitis inyan hazricha hu b'Bia davki, that the main and the true idea of shining is davki in the Briyi Tzirasiya davki. Mekoyim ha'shoy zereichu shom, it shines in Bia. That's the place. As it's explained in the Holy Sefer Tanya, Sha'oil Moisol Yonim Heim Bechinas Yerida Meir Ponav Yisborech. That when we talk about the higher elements beyond Briyi Tzirasiya, you talk about the spiritual supreme worlds, they're a Yerida Meir Ponav Yisborech. It's a descent from the light of His blessed face. It's a descent from Hashem. As opposed to the worlds of Briyi Tzirasiya, and within Briyi Tzirasiya, Befrat Olam HaZatach, especially this low, our world, the low world, She'ein Tachtin Lemata Mimenu, which there is nothing lower than it, Nasim Dira Lo Yisborech, they become a dwelling place for Him, blessed. Dira Latz Musa, this world, the world becomes mamish, a dwelling place for the essence, for Hashem, for Ponov Yisborech comes down. This is similar. We're making for him adira. Adira means, by similar to the dwelling place of the person, that the essence of the person, Atzmus Ha'odom Dor Bahadira, the essence of the person lives in that dwelling place. So when we make a dira for Hashem, betachtoinim, Hashem lives here. V'ad, so we see that this is really zereyachu, the goal and the purpose of everything is dafke in biyad, dafke in asiya. And to the extent, making the dira in asiya. V'ad, to the extent, sheki yodu has known that yesh hanivra, the created yesh, that is never shebahar goshosoy, mitziyusi me'atzmusi, in his feeling, his existence comes from himself. He doesn't see somebody vitalizes him. He just sees himself as an entity from himself. Hudugmas Yeshua Amiti. So this is similar to the true entity, which is Hashem. So meaning that in this world which we have, a Yesha Nivra, it is associated to the Yeshua Amiti. Zehu Mashenir Chanukah Mitzvosu Mishatishka Hacham. And this is why Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is when the sun sets. Ki inyan Ner Chanukah hu lehoir hachoshech debiyah. Because the idea of Ner Chanukah is when the sun sets, because Ner Chanukah is to illuminate the darkness of biyah, which is Shkiyus Hashemesh Havayi Da'atzilus. That is darkness, that is the sun sets, the Havayi Da'atzilus set, that you don't see it. So what does Ner Chanukah do is to illuminate it, to take away the darkness, to illuminate the darkness. Sha'al Yidei Zed Davke, Davke through the Ner Chanukah, through illuminating the darkness, Nase Hazricha, that brings about the shining. Va'ad Ligilui v'dirus atzmus kinal, until we bring the level of the revelation and the dwelling place of the atzmus, as said before. Dalit. And now it goes further. So here we're talking about just the fact that in the world there is a helem, there is a lack, the shkias hachamo, the sense sets, you don't feel. There's a sense of a mitzius matzmusa. He's going to go further that when the sun sets, there's actually a creation of klippas, of negativity, opposition to godliness. Dalit. Yeshloimar. And we can say that the inyan mishetishka hachamo lemato yeser, the idea when the sun sets on a lower, even lower, koi al his havus haklippas, that refers to, that talks about the bringing about the creation of the klippas. Shkia sheloi be'erech de'ira kedusha. That is such a sunset that is so set, it is totally uncomparable to the light of kedusha. A tremendous distance. Umekiv on shekol hagavoya gavoya yoser, and using the same reasoning that we say before, the one, the higher, higher, more, yered lamata mata yoser, goes lower and lower, kinal si beis, as we said earlier in si beis, hine hazericha shal yidei shikia zu. So then when you can shine, you can illuminate, bring light, which comes through this setting, hizrichas oir nala yoser. That would be a shining of a greater, more elevated light, gam mehazricha, even then that shining, shalidei shkia na'al shemesh havayi da'atzilus, then the setting that we talked about, that the shemesh havayi da'atzilus set, is not felt in Bri Yitzir Asiya, but over here, we're not even feeling it until it comes down, even below, into the klippas, so there's a greater setting, so then there is, when you shine, you reach even a higher level. Obedugmas ha'ilu, and this would be similar to the elevation, shebishavus hayesh debia haprotim, the elevation that takes place in getting the specific entities of biyah, which is a shkius atzilas haprotis, that is the personal or the detailed setting of atzilus. So in that case, there is a greater elevation that comes when you light the personal shkia, alo ilu dis havus bia haklolim, over the advantage that's more, the creation of bia haklolim shkias atzilus haklolis, which generally creating the world, and you don't feel anymore, but there is a greater ilui in the creating the specifics, because through the creation of the specific yesh, davke through that misgala koyach atzmus, that's how you get revealed the power of atzmus. So there is
what we say bia generally they created. So there's a setting that he created bri yitzirasiya, that the Zoh of Atzilus came down to Malchus to create bri yitzirasiya, and it had to set to create bri yitzirasiya. But then when we talk about inside bri yitzirasiya specifically, there's a greater revelation, and that's why when we talk about bia generally, the main revelation of the power of the Atzmus is the Yesh HaGashmi Davki in Asiya, in the entity of the physical empty. And over there, we say that's associated to Gavoya Gavoya B'Yeser, to the Yesh HaMiti. Ukamaimer, and like we say, that the descent into the klippas brings even a higher level of elevation. We say kadist kafia sidra achra istalek yikore de kucha bricho bekul hu almi, that when you subdue the other side, the klippas, then the glory of Hashem enters, uses the word istalek, as the Rebbe will point out, the glory of Hashem comes in, the Kucha Bricho Kulav in all the world. It's a kind of a light which is called istalik, because it doesn't really come down, it's too high to come down. The Al Yidei Zeh, Sheyesh Mitzias de Sitra Achra, through the fact that there is an existence of the other side, that takes place, Al Yidei Shkiyas Shemesh de Kedusha, by the setting of the sun of Kedusha, you don't see the Kedusha. And then you light it up by, you shine it, and you take away the tchoshech. Either first by subduing the other side, and then by turning around the other side. Nimshach gilu oir naila b'yosa. Then you bring down, you extend a revelation of a very great elevated light. Oir shalemaila megeder gilu. Such a great light, which cannot even come down revealed. That's why Shelochei Nikra B'Shem Istalik, we call it removed. You call it the Kucha Berichu, you get the an Istalik Oyer, an Oyer which is higher. V'al Yidei Zeh Davke, and Davke through this, when you subdue the Sitra Achra, you turn Sitra Achra around, Nishlemes HaKavona Shenisava Kodesh Baruch Hu. This completes the intent which Hashem intended, desired, li yislo yizborech diri betachtoinim, to have for him a dwelling place in this world below. Ubichdei shetushlam kavona zu, and in order for this intent to be fulfilled, nisabe metziya sara, that's why there is a creation of the entity of existence of evil, so that you should be able to be iskafi and ishabcha to get to the higher level. Kemaimer Azal, as the sages say, al haposik, and on the posik in Chuma, the posik says, "Noira lila al bnei Adam." that the Eibishter, sort of the Neira, the awesome one, sort of comes with a complaint for people. That means that the Eibishter wanted the Ra to be there. And then he blames people sort of why they chose Ra. And that means that the Eibishter needs the Ra so you can overcome the Ra. So he himself creates it. Zeh shehoyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This that it says that Hashem were building worlds and then he was destroying them, which means he created the Toihu, and then there was Shviras HaKelim. That refers to building the world of Toihu and then breaking it. So what's the purpose? Bichdei Shaha Adam. So in order that the person, Adam is specifically a Yid, Atem Kruim Adam, you are called Adam, Adam Le'elyon, because they are similar to the one above, which is the Yid. So in order that the Yid, who is Adam Le'elyon, Yivarer Sanetzoitzes, should sort out the sparks, Shaloyin is Barer Al Deabiru Shalmailo, which have not been sorted out through the sorting out that comes from above. That has to be through the person. The Yisak name, and he should fix them. The Yalem, and he should elevate them. Al Yidei Avidose, through his service. That way specifically is completed the Dira B'Tachtoinim. So the Rebbe explains that while there is the advantage of bringing light in the place where it's dark when the sun sets, which means when Atzilus, when the Zov Atzilus comes down to Biyah, and specifically in Asi itself, but there is the further level of shining up and illuminating even the other side, the Klippas, the Sitra Achra, and Hashem creates it because Hashem wants us to overcome it. And that way we get a greater light, as we said, because it fell so low, it means that it comes from so high. And the Rebbe is going to bring out, this is actually what the idea of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is to challenge the Moiredes, those rebellions, those Klippas, those who are Hashem, that to bring in light over there, and that high way you even get a higher level, even higher than the level of Gashmis Asiya, but to take the Meiredes and turn them into Kedusha, as the Rebbe will translate the two meanings of Kalia Riglat Tarmadoi. We should continue. So we'll continue here with Oishei. Vizehu Pirush Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuch. And this is the meaning, what it says in the Gemara says that the mitzvah of lighting of the Neiris Chanukah is until the regel finishes from the shuk. Now, what is the meaning of here? We were saying that you have to turn around, talk about the shuk, to turn around the rebellion of the Shuk, of the Rishus HaRabim, Iskaf Yisitra Achra, and that's the way you fulfill the Kavona. So we have two interpretations of the meaning of the Shuk. Shuk can also be interpreted as the positive, the level of Shuk, and Shuk also as the marketplace, which is the negative. So let's look inside. This is the meaning until the regel leaves the market, the shuk, pirush aleph. The one interpretation is shahu inyan b'kedusha. This is an inyan of kedusha. We find the word shuk or shuk. Shuk also means the thigh. The pasuk says shuk, which is shukov amudei sheish. It says that his thighs are pillars of marble, pillars of sheish, in Mishlei, in Shir HaShirim. It says that there like that, which means, and it's interpreted that in the Medrash, that Zeho Oilom, what does it mean that his thighs are like pillars? That means the world, Zeho Oilom, Shenishtoikik. The word Shoik comes from the word he yearned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livroisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearned, as he'll explain, Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wanted, yearned, to create a world so that he has a Dira B'Tachtoinim, so that he has a dwelling place in this world. And so, the Shoik, Regel Min HaShoik, Min HaShoik means this world, the desirable world of Hashem created this world, which, and then what does it mean, the regel min hashuk? And regel min hashuk would mean hu inyan gimul regolim. We talk about the three festivals, they're called the three regels. People walk by foot to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see soon. So the idea of Yom Tov, the idea of regolim, those are very high madregas. But in a general way, as we're teaching now, Shuk is the world which Nishtoikek Livroisei, and that is the Regel Min HaShuk, references the holidays, the Yom Tovim, which basically is a very high Madrege Darge Hachi Nailis B'Kedusha. This is a very high level in Kedusha, K'maymer Azal, because when we talk about Yom Tov, it says, when the Pasuk says that you should come to visit Hashem, so Lirois, so the K'maymer Abeseinu Zuchreinu Livrocha, so the saying of our sages of blessed memory, they say, K'shem Shabo Lirois, just like the person comes to see the godliness, what's taking place during the festivals, the revelations, kach bo le'rois, likewise he's also coming to be seen by Hashem. And the same thing the other way, k'shem shabo le'rois, the same, just like he's coming to be seen by Hashem, kach bo le'rois, he comes to see. Basically you see that there's a tremendous elevation, it's a very high level on Yom Tov. So we're saying this is the regel, the Yom Tov of the Shoik, of the world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishtekek yearned to create it. So that's one Pirush, that's Kedusha, Pirush HaBezhu. And the second interpretation, what does this mean? Achetich LaRegel Min HaShuk. Shuk is like the marketplace, HaBezhu, Shuk. It's a marketplace, it's a public domain, which represents a low, very low level. It's a Rishus Arabim. It's a public domain, which is called Turei de Peroido. Those are mountains of separation that represents the klippas, represents those that are separated from Hashem. And then we also say that it's such a low level of the Rishus HaRabim in such an extent that there are Tarmidoi V'ad Shebishuk Zeh, to the extent that in this market Yeshnom Tarmidoi, there are the Tarmidoi HaMoirdim B'Malchus Shemayim, those who rebel against the heavenly governance, against Hashem. They don't accept Hashem. They're moired, tarmidoi. Tarmid, oisyeis meired, is the word tarmid, which has lamereds. So, on this interpretation of shuk, it's very negative. Not only then, we say, v'regel min hashuk, achetich l'regel, which foot is there? That's the rigla de tarmidoi. We're talking about the foot of the tarmidoi. That means that it keeps on going there, that the rebellion against Hashem is regel, is mahalach, it keeps on going. Hainu sheba hashuk, so v'dik regel min hashuk hu rigla de tarmidoi, hainu sheba hashuk nimtsoim merdim, that in the marketplace you find those who rebel, and not only are they there, v'hem ka mahalachim boy. they are going there. In other words, they're making progress there. Kiregel moira al halicha, because when we say the foot that points to walking there, and that means that it's a place not only of ture de pruda, separation of Hashem, but there is flourishing halicha of the rebellion Shemai. Umin v'alidei hashuk, from and through the shuk they go there. That's the rigla of the Tarmidoi. Seems like opposite contrast. But the Rebbe explains now they're actually related to one another. They're related because the reason why Hashem Shoykov wants this world is because Hashem wants to turn this world around, that from the Shuk, the Shus Arabim, and the Meiredes, it should turn around to be a Shuk in which Hashem wants in Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Tachtoinim in the opposite. So these two interpretations in the meaning of regular tichla, regular minashuk, have a connection to each other. For this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearned to create the world, which is the Pirush Aleph B'Shuk, the first interpretation in Shuk. So that there should be for him blessed a dwelling place in the world below. He wants it in the tachtoinim, in the lower, in this low world, in a place that there is nothing low, it's the lowest, there's nothing even lower than this. Mimenu beinyan hester oyru yizbarich, in the idea of how much of the blessed light is obscured. There's nothing less than, there's nothing further, lower than this world in which it's totally obscured, the light of Hashem. And velochin hoysoha hisabus, and that's why the creation, as we see in the pasuk, it says, Hashem says, nase, in a plural, ba'ofen de nase. So it's as if to say that the world was created by a plural. Let us make loshon rabim, nase loshon rabim, which basically creates a rishus rabim, a public domain, pirusha based bishuk. And why did Hashem do that? As Rashi brings down also that Moshe Rabbeinu said, how could we say Nasa in the plural when the Eibishter is the one that is creating, the only one? The Eibishter said to him, Ksoiv v'roitzelitos yoveivit v'roitzelitos yitos. Whoever wants to make a mistake should be able to make a mistake. So basically, the Eibishter was sort of consulting the Malachi, the heavens, and he said, Nase, somebody could make a mistake, think there's another Rishus, there's another Eibishter, God Chas V'Sholem. So the Eibishter says, Roitza Litus, let him make a mistake, right? This is, so you see, the Eibishter creates the Chatchila and gives room for a mistake in order to turn things around. In order there should be that you should choose life, that there should be inyan habechira, there should be the concept of bechira, to make a choice. You have to give a person an opportunity to make a mistake. Inyan habechira, tzorich liyes sinas mokim letois, must be giving room, you must allow for a mistake and for the person to choose the right thing. So, Davke, the Eibishter wants, allows for mistakes, because that way when you choose, that way you can turn around and from the Rishus Arabim to make it a Rishus of Hashem. But Davke al Yidei Zeh, and specifically through this, that the creation of the world became in a way of Nas in a plural, which is in Yirshus Arabim, which is an idea of the Eibishter created this Rishus HaRabim, this public domain in which there is possibilities to make mistakes. And yet, the person, through his service, he turns the world around. That it should be a private domain for the one, the only one of the world. That's how, so to speak, it's completed Hashem's yearning. Hashem's yearning in the creation of the world. That this should be for him blessed, a dwelling place in low, is accomplished through the person and his service, that the world should become a private domain for Hashem, a domain where Hashem lives, the Dir B'Tachtoinim, for the Eibishter. And this is, so the Shoykov, the Shuk, the Rosh Sarabim, and the Talmudoi, the Eibishter creates it so that this will accomplish his desire of his Shoykov, the Chukah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create the world. Vav. Behine, behold, that tainug, that the delight, which is the chukka, the yearning, shelamaylo, the delight that we get above, mizeh shehaodom mahapich, as a shuk, from the fact that a person turns around this marketplace, the Rishus HaRabim, which is Turei Depruda, this public domain, the mountains of separation, Lirshus HaYochid, that makes them into a private domain, which is that turns darkness to light, that is a tremendous, elevated delight, a very special, great delight. As it's known in the idea, when we talk about the joy and laughter, when do we have real joy and laughter? When there is something unique, that is unusual. That's the delight that comes from something, a novelty, something unusual. Likewise, also, so to speak, when is there's the light and this laughter, the joy of above, that comes from the novelty, from that unique change that we take darkness and we turn it around to light. That is a greater delight, more than other delights in the world, when you change things around from the way they are dark and you make them into light. That's the great, that's where you change around. And the Yesh Loimar, and the Rebbe said, this also explains, like we find sometimes, that when you teach and you help a child who is a son of a simple person or an ignorant person, and you teach him and you elevate him, there's a special power that Hashem blesses you with. It says, the Chacham, the sages tell us, Shazo Masha Amru, this is what the rabbis say, Kol Hamalamed is Ben Am Ha'oretz Torah. Anyone who teaches the son of an ignorant person, it teaches him Torah, is a special value to teaching a Ben Am Ha'oretz. The fact that he was not going to get the Torah on his own, his father could not teach him, and you go and teach him. So the Gemara says, Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goizer Gezeira. He gets such a power and blessing from Hashem that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree, mevatlo bishviloi, Hashem will nullify it because of the person that taught Torah got such a zchus, shenemar, brings down from the posik, the imtoitzi yokor mizoilel, posik in Yirmiyah, that if you take out a precious one from a zoilel, one who wants to swallow him up, you save a child, mizoilel, kifi tiyah, then it will be like my mouth, which means that Hashem will listen to you, what you say. What does it mean that Hashem makes a decree and you have the power to change it? Essentially, Hashem wants you to change it. We're going to bring several examples in which, while it seems Hashem decrees something, but Hashem wants you to override him, so to speak. This that we find that a tzaddik can take away the decree of Hashem. Like we say, Hashem decrees and a tzaddik is mevatel. And here we say that is mevatel. Even though the tzaddik knows that Hashem decreed so, so how would he go ahead and be mevatel and negate what Hashem wants? Because that it's in itself is the will, the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehat tzadik yivatle sagzeira, that the tzadik should be mevatel gzeira. Hashem wants, it's not going against Hashem. Hashem makes the gzeira, but Hashem wants that the tzadik should come and negate and do away with the gzeira. V'yesh l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizeh nachas ruach v'taynu gadol. Hashem has from this a tremendous delight and a tremendous nachas ruach and a tremendous delight, a great delight. And this is similar. The Gemara discussed it. There was a whole debate between the rabbis, and they wanted the maskil to prove, and nothing they said. Torah is not bashamayim, can't prove. You need the halacha needs to be here, as the Gemara discusses over there. So the Gemara says in Baba Metzi over there, we're discussing on Tesamet Beis. So the Gemara says, what does Hashem do at the time when which they outruled Hashem? They made the halacha. The baskel comes and rules one way, and they said, no, we're not listening. The Torah is leba shamayimi. So the Gemara says, what does Hashem do at that time when they basically beat him, so to speak? So what does Hashem do at that moment? So he says, he smiles and he says, my children, they beat me. That's the same. He smiles. He's happy that they overrode him. From this that my sons beat me, this brings a tremendous level of delight, the greatest delight above. That's why we say, it brings a smile, it brings laughter, joy. That is when we're talking about the halacha, that the halacha is determined by Lamata, and Hashem is very happy that they overruled him, that they don't go by the halacha, by the baskel, by the way it comes from Milo. The same thing is we have in the world, halicha, olam, halacha, but in the ways of the world, when we take the world and we change it around from the way they are, this brings a big smile and a joy above. Just as it's in matters of halacha, which the Eibishter is smiling and saying, my children beat me, is the same thing. That Hashem smiles and he says, my children were victorious over me, and they were victorious. Similarly, it's also with regards to the walking of the world, halacha and halichis, the ways of the world, the conduct of the world. Those are the decrees, Hashem, the nature, the way or the way the Eibushter created, this is Hashem's decrees. Sheyesh laKodesh Baruch Hu nachas ruach v'taynug godol mizeh, that the Eibushter has a tremendous pleasure. It's a pleasantness and a great delight from the fact that when the Yidden changed things around. V'aderech she'amru razal, this would be similar also as the sages of blessed memory say, kamei kiddush ha'chodesh. It says with regards to the sanctification of the moon. So there is the time when the moon is visible, and technically, according to the nature, halichas oilam, the world should be, the new month should start then. But the sages tell us that if Yidden deliberately don't want to be mekadesh the chodesh, it goes by them atem afilo mezidim. That it means that even if the Yidden have the right to say when Rosh Chodesh is, when the new month is, shagam kishe kitchu es achodesh, even if they sanctified the mood, they made it intentionally hepech dinei haTorah, against the laws of the Torah, hadizem mikudesh, then it still remains holy. Vegam oz oimer haKodesh Baruch Hu lebeizin shomaylo, and also then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to his court above, to the heavenly court, he says, Ani v'atem neilech etzel bezdin shalmata, me and you will go to the bezdin below. We'll find out what the halacha is when Rosh Chodesh is. We'll find out, because the Eibishter is actually very pleased with the fact that we change things around. And Zohu, and this is the Maila that we say, that kol hamelamed is ben amaoritz Torah, that anyone, if you teach the son of an amaoritz, you teach him Torah chulush shenemar, then the Eibushter makes a decree and you can be the shenemar vim toitzi yokor mezoilil kifitiya. If you take out the yokor from the zoilil, the precious, from the one that gluttons takes, it swells him up, which means that he would not have an opportunity, a little Torah, kifitiya, like your mouth, it will be like a mouth, which means you'll be able to decree. So why is that so precious to Hashem? That's the novelty, the change around. Ki hatainu v'hatzchoik shalomailo, because the delight and the laughter, the joy of above, hu mehavoida debirur hanitzoitzes, that comes from the service of sorting out of the sparks. Lehoitzi yokor mezoilo, to take out the precious from the zoilo. Belochein, and therefore, one who teaches and he spreads Torah to the outside, gam leben am haoretz, also to the son of the am haoretz, amru olav amru hakadosh baruch olav amru, about him our sages say, hakadosh baruch hu goyzer gezeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decrees, the decree, the tzaddik mevatlo, the tzaddik negates it, takes it away. Kimikivon shem avidose shel tzaddik ze. Since that from the work, the service of this tzaddik, nase hatainug vatzchoik sholomailo, you create, you bring about that delight and that laughter of above, lochein HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer gezeirah, that's why Hashem makes the decree, the tzaddik mevatlo, and the tzaddik negates it. The kutshabrichu kochayich v'omar, and Hashem smiles, and he says, natschuni, bonai natschuni, you have beaten me, my children, you have beaten me. So, this is the idea to take the chashoich l'nahira, that was the shoykov, that was the desire, that's why Hashem creates the world in a shuk, in a turi de pruda, but it's really the shuk, it's the nishtoikik of Kodesh Baruch. Hashem wants it because Hashem wants us to go ahead and change around. This is the chiddush, and this brings a tremendous joy, because joy comes from a novelty, to take iskafya sitra achra, to take the other side, to take the dark and turn it around, this brings a tremendous amount of joy. And this could give us an encouragement to stay strong against all of the challenges that we have. Zayin, Inyan Hanal Sivhei. And before, as we said before, that the intention of the Eibishter, Shakavone Behalomis Veha Stadium, that the intent with all these blockages and the obscurity of the oilum of the world is Hubirdesh Yuchalies Ubachartu Bachaim, it's just so that there can be a choosing of life, that we should choose the right thing. Hashem gives the opportunity, says Nasa in a plural, so creates the opportunity to make a mistake so that we overcome. This is Noisin Koyach V'idu. This gives the strength and the encouragement Adam to a person. Shaloili he spoil, not to become affected, Mizeh, from the fact Sharoya that he sees Sha'olam Humoli Klippas V'sitra Achra, that the world is full with Klippas on the other side. Mitzias shel shuk. There is an existence, there's a marketplace, there's a Rishus HaRabim, Sheyesh Bo Itar Moidoi, that there are there those rebellious. Va'ad Shehatar Moidoi Holchin Boi Kinal. Not only is the rebellious, but they prosper there, they walk there, they go there. Kinal, as mentioned before, that's the Riglo de Tar Moidoi, the foot there. Not to become impacted by that. Don't let it bring you down. For this alone, why is the world in such a condition? That's in order for the person to strengthen himself. As explained in the Sefer, which is called the instructions of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, the Rivosh, when a person is davening with intent, as the Alter Rebbe brings this down in Tanya, and a non-Jew, a nochri, a goy, is standing in front of him, who is speaking, and he is confusing him and interrupting, interfering with his davening. So that interruption should impact him, that he should arouse to daven with more kavona and from more depths of his heart. So that interference itself should be the inspiration to have the person daven even stronger, the fact that he is trying to interfere. Check she is boinen. So when you reflect, shachayus shel hanochri hu dvar havaye v'ruach piv yisborich, that where does the nochri, the goy, get an energy? That's Hashem's word, and that's the ruach piv, blessed ruach piv, the ear of his mouth that vitalizes hamachayu mahave oisay, vitalizes, creates him b'sho zu gufa, at that moment that he is kshemedaber to burim hamibavlin, when he's speaking words that interfere, that as kavonas hatfil, the intent of davening. So you're reflecting on the idea, how does he speak that the Eibishter is mechaye? Va'ad shebedaburim eilu gufa, on these words itself, the confusing words that the goy is uttering, lubesh debura yizborek b'mchinas golos, then the Shem's speech, which everything comes from, Asodom Amoris, the Dvar Havaya, is in Bechinas Golos, it's in exile. Hine al yidei his boinen zu, through this reflection, is oireli his palil yoyser bekavonem unka deliva, he will arouse to daven with more intention from the depth of his hearts. Deloi zu bilvad she'ene mispoil midibure hanochli, not just this alone, that he will not become affected from the talk of the goy, mispalel k'moshe lehoy mavavlo, and he would daven just like before, as if he didn't infuse him. Not enough for the person. We're saying the person that he's, the fact that he's interrupting actually brings him to daven with more kavona. Not only will he continue to daven as if the goy would not be mavavel eli yisayda mizu, but it's more than that. Shabilbul hanochri gufa, that interruption, the interference of the goy itself, poil boy his oiderus yisayda, impacts him with an additional arousal, more excitement. Kinitzutze hakedusha. Shahoyu begolus bidibure hanochrim, for the sparks of kedusha that were in exile in the speech of the goy, and you're elevating it now by not paying attention. They are from a very high place. That's where they fell very low into the speech of the goy. Through the person extracting those sparks from the clippers, which is lahoitzi yokor mezoilo, to take out the precious from the zoilel, mizgale bohem shorshom. So their root is revealed in them, shu gavoya biyaser, which is very high. The root of this disturbances that chayis eliki is revealed. And from this, it extends this additional strength to the person in his avoda, that he's davening even with more depth, with more intensity, deeper, and a stronger davening. Especially according to what was explained earlier in Siv Beis. In the idea that it is a descent. Why do things go down? It's for the purpose of an elevation. The haliyah shel achar hayirida, that elevation that comes after the descent, it goes up to a higher level than the step that preceded the descent. The kemoikain hugam ba'aliyas hanitzotzos, the same thing is with this elevation of those sparks that are sorted out through not paying attention and continuing to daven with more kavona. So that's a yirida to a higher place than even these great sparks came down. They had to go down lamata mata. They came already from a tremendous high place, but they're going up even higher. After the descent and the sorting out, they are elevated above, higher than they were in their root, which was in a very high level. So we can say, their elevation is above even than this idea that we say that it comes from a very high place.
Vuhu, and that is, shal yidei ha'avoida debirur hanitzutzus, through the service of sorting out the sparks, nishlemes kenal sivdalet, that accomplishes as and completes, as we said, dalet hakavona didiru lo yizbarek b'tachtoinim, that fills and completes Hashem's intention he wants to have for him, blessed, a dwelling place b'tachtoinim. So that's the highest level, that's the intention of him. Loi latzmusay, and the dwelling place is for Atzmus himself. Shabatzmusay en shayich kol hageder d'maylo umato. In talking about Atzmus, the entire definitions of maylo umato, gavoyo umato don't apply. And there is a tremendous aliyah by having atzmus, which is beyond the level of milo mata. So before you had a tremendous mila, but this is higher than milo mata because this is an atzmus. Ubedugmas inyan kalya rigla de tarmudoyi, and similar to the idea in which the feet of the tarmudoyi is kalya. And we learned before in the two perushim, sheloi rakshu mechale umevatle samordim tarmidoi. Not only are you destroying and you negate the rebellious, the tarmidoi,
But you actually impact in them the idea to expire. You cause them to expire. By sorting out their sparks, and you bring them up to their root. So basically, the accomplishment that you take in the world to change things around and to make them in a level that bring down, make a dirbe tachtoinim, and you don't pay attention. You don't pay attention to the interferences or when the goy is mevalvel the davening. You are taking and you're sorting out that spark. You have to reflect that the bilbul is actually mechayez of Hashem, and then you take by not paying attention and davening even more kavone, you're elevating the sparks, and this accomplishes the dirbe tachtoinim. And this brings it up to the highest of levels.
Recording in progress.
Based on this, we'll understand the connection that I've explained before, how you make from the rebellion, you bring the idea of Kalia that you first destroy, and then you bring it into a level of kiloyin. At the Tarmudoi itself gets changed around and becomes in the level of expiration. So this also explains the connection, the Shnei HaPirushim Beregel, the two interpretation in the Regel Min Hashuk. The Rebbe explored down earlier at the Kalio Riglo, the Talmudoi, the foot of the Talmudoi. So we had two Pirushim in the word Regel. Either Regel means the foot of the Talmudoi. Shekoi al Regel dil umaze. So that refers to the Regel of the other side, which is Rigla de Tarmudoi. So the Regel is the foot of the Tarmudoi, that's from the negative. But we also had the other pshat, that the Regel Meshekoyi al Gimul Rigolim de Kedusha, and also that this applies to the three festivals. The festivals are also called the Regel. They used to go up by foot to the Beis HaMikdash during the holidays. That's why we call them the three regalim. So it's the level of Regel de Kiddusha. Seems to be a very far apart interpretation from the Regel of Lu'um Azeh, the foot of the other side, Regel Tarmudoi, and the Regel of Kiddusha. But now we understand it because we're talking kibirur va'alos hanitzoytzis sheberegel dil umazeh, because the sorting out and the elevation of the sparks that are in the regel of lumazeh, that are in the other, on the foot of the other side, shal yizeh deizeh nas boi inyan hakiloyim, through the sorting out of the nitzutzis, that creates in the regel of Umazeh, the idea of kiloyin, that of expiration, kalya rigla de Tarmudoi, as he said in the second interpretation, that the regel of the Tarmudoi stands in a level of kiloyin. How does that take place? That is through the service of the three regels, the three yomtivs. That's how you come to the level of turning around the regel. The yontef turns around, gives the power and the koyach to turn around that from the regel de Tarmudoi, there should be kalya, there should be a level of kiloy. So what's the connection to yontef, to the regel? The idea over here also, we have Sholosh Regolim, we have three festivals. Three versus two. the level of Toyu, which had a Shevida, which had a breakage, came because there was only two opponents, two sides. There was no compromise. The idea of three shows, and there's three holidays, shows on the level of Tikkun, the level of combination of the two opposing sides to be brought together through the compromise, through the third, through the Gimel. Inyanu, the idea is the Hine Yadua, for behold, it is known, Hahefresh Bein Toyu Litikun. The difference between Toyu and Tikkun, Shebetoyu, how you has Sfiris, Bibichinas, Beis Kavim, in Toyu, the Sfiris were in a level of two lines. Ubitikun Heim, Bibichinas, Gimu Kavim, and in Tikkun, they're in a level of three lines. The level of three. Avoid the Birur, Hanitsoitus, the Toyu, Shenoflu, Bil Umazel. And this service that we are sorting out these sparks of Toyu, who fell in the other side, which is the Riglo de Tarmudoi de Umazeh, that is the foot of the Tarmudoi de Umazeh. How do we sort it out? How do we take those sparks that fell, the Rigla Tarmudoi, who al yidei shemailim oisum libchinas ha-tikun, is by elevating them and bringing them up to the level of tikun, shuubi gimul kavim, which is the three lines, which is the inyan gimul regolim digdusha, that is the three festival, the three regals of kiddusha, the three regals of kiddusha, lomdu. How does this interpret in the service of man the level of three? Who inyan gimul ha'amudim shaleyem ha'ilum oimed. That represents the three pillars on which the world stands, which is hein ha'ilum katan zahodom, whether it is the miniature world, which is the human being, so a person who's a microcosm from the world. How does he stand? The Mishnah says, Gimel Amudim Ha'ilum Oymet, meaning both the person, the Odom Katan, the Hein Amidas Klolus Ha'ilum, and also the standing of the world in general, the person and the world, which is Oylom Hazeh Hagashmi Hatach. We're talking about this world, this low physical world, the Madrega Shein Tachten Lamate Mimenu, at such a step which there is nothing below that than this physical low world, how does this stand? By the three pillars of the Gimel Kavim, the Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasodim. Sha'olav Umdim Umiskaimim Kol Ha'olam Eis V'Kol Seder Yishtalshlus. On this Olam Hazeh HaTachten is on which stand and sustain all of the worlds and the whole entire Seder Yishtalshlus. Zehu Mashikosu Gabi Yaakov. This is that it says by Yaakov. We're saying here the concept that the whole Seder Yishtalshlus stands, is hinges everything on this Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, which stands on the Torah, Vedic, Nus, Chasod, and the Gimel Kavim. Everything hinges on it. And that's why by Yaakov it says, Hashem Nitzov Olav, that Hashem is standing on him. And Yaakov has a special relationship, Mekivon Shenishmas Yaakov, Hiklula Mikol HaNeshamas. Since the Yaakov's Neshama is included from all the Shabbos. Muvan mizeh. So from that it's understood, Shekamei Kein, who bekol echad, ve'echad mi Yisrael. That it's really by every Yid, although the Pasuk says specifically by Yaakov, says, Vihine habaye nitzov olav. Behold, Hashem is standing over him, says by Yaakov, but it applies to every Yid. And our sages of blessed memory, Am Razal, they say that Hatzadikim Alikehem Miskayim Aleihem, that the tzadikim, their God is sustained on them. Nitzov Olav, how do they stand? How does Hashem Nitzov is Miskayim Aleihem is on the tzadik? So this is by Yaakov. The Zesha Lakusa Yisborech. This that his blessed godliness is Nitzov, Avaye Nitzov Olav, Nitzov Melech. A king, we use the Lashon, is not Oymed, but rather is standing fast. That represents a strong level of Nitzov. So, whom Miskayim v'Nitzov k'meyochol, so to speak, Hashem stand strong, sustained, and stands, so to speak, al masinu v'avodisenu, on our actions and on our service to Hashem. That's what Hashem stands as. Ubefrat al masinu v'avodisenu b'meshach zman hagolos, and specifically, in particularly, on our action and our service during the time of the duration of the golos. V'ad, to the extent, shall yidei birur choshech hagolus, that through the fact that we sort out our darkness of exile, nase ze de elikeyem iskayim aleihem. This brings about that their God, Hashem, is sustained on them. They sustain Hashem. Va'ad sheze nase, to the extent that this can be accomplished, Gam al yidei avoida de etzba ketano, also through the service of just a small pinky, a small finger. That avoida alone is sufficient to make Hashem nitzov, to give standing, nitzov melech, and to be miskayim on them, on that avoida of an etzba ketano. As we know, you do a psak din harambam, as the Rambam's ruling, the known ruling of the Rambam, shall yidei mitzvah achas, by doing one mitzvah, whether it's hein b'machshove, hein b'dibur, hein b'maisa, whether it's in thought, in speech, or in action, machriya es atzmoi, ve'es kolo oilom kuloi, l'kav zuchus, he weighs over, he decisively tilts the scale himself and the entire world, l'kav zuchus. So this is just one action, meaning even a etzba ketano can tilt and sustain the entire world. V'goyrim loy v'lohem teshuva v'atzola, he causes for himself and for the world a salvation and a savior. So you see that even one maisa can sustain the whole world, nitzov olav, on every yid which has the chelik of the neshama of Yaakov. Oistas, so api kol hanal, based on all the above, tuvon gam hashayuchus d'shmoyna simei chanukah l'shmoyna simei achag, will also understand the connection of the 8 days of Chanukah to the 8 days of Sukkot, that we say that it's kippurei hachag, it's like this 8 days. What's the connection? There's eight. K'moshin isbayer li'il ba'arucha b'maymer ha'koydim dibra maschul toren rabonam mitzvus ner Chanukah, as explained earlier at length in the previous Maimer, that starts with Tan Rabban Mitzir Chanukah, which is Meyusad al Maimori Rabbeseinu Nisiyenu, that is based on the Maimorim of our Rebbes, our leaders, Shemoinas Yimei Chanukah Hem Dugmas Shemoinas Yimei Achag, that the 8 days of Chanukah are similar to the 8 days of Sukkot. So what's the connection? Just like on the festival of Sukkot, we impact Yiyeh Hallelu Esavaye Kol Goyim, Shabchu kolo umim ki govar aleinu chazdei. That all nations will praise, all goyim, all nations will pray, all because govar aleinu chazdei. When there is a increase and a strengthening of chesed on us before the yidden, this brings about also that there should be all the goyim should praise Hashem as well. Al derech zeh hu gam b'chanukah. Similar, it's also on Chanukah. We have a similar idea of impact. That we also impact the goyim, the nations of the world. Va'umim kanal sif sif aleph sif sif zayin be'inyan kalya rigla detar medoyi. Like we talked before about the having the foot of the rebellious, that it should be kalya rigla, the foot of the rebellious should stand in a level of expiration to Hashem. Shaha'ir d'neir Chanukah, the light of the Chanukah lamps, poyel gam b'hamirdim, this impacts also those who are rebellious. Sheyihiyu b'b'chinas kiloyen u'klois ha'nefesh, that they should be on a level of expiration, and the soul expires. The connection between Sukkot and Chanukah, because they both impact a change in the nations. Shabuhlu kol gum shabuhu kol umim and kaliriglu de tarmidoi. Bahagam shabisukkot. There is a difference, because although in Sukkot, haham shochad de govar aleinu chazdei, that Hashem's kindness we extended the makifim elyonim hibi gilui gomur, then it's completely revealed on Sukkot. Daram shocha of govar aleinu chazdei, the nations of the world, the Rebbe brought down earlier, who benefit so much from the Beis Hamikdash, the 70 Purim that correspond to the 70 nations. It's open how they benefit, so that it's open. So then, govar aleinu chazdei is shabchu kol ha'umim. So that's on Sukkot. Mashenkin b'Chanukah, but on Chanukah, it's not so open. So lachein hutzrichu oz l'milchama. That's why they needed war there. So it was a matter of war. But the Rebbe says, while they needed war, but when it came to actual Chanukah, they actually rested. Some say that on Chofei they were still fighting. But the Alter Rebbe rules that on Chofei was Chonu, Chofei is arrested. And we know the decision that the Alter Rebbe made, is brought down in the Torah Eir, discusses there that why in the difference between Chanukah and Purim, but it says that the Rebbe says she gemar nitzochen hamilchama hoyo b'chov dalet kislev, that the end of the victory of the war took place a day before Chanukah. That took place on the 24th day of Kislev. Mashenkin b'chov hei b'kislev, but when it came already the 25th day of Kislev, hoyo kvar yoy menucha, already it was a day of rest. Zehu pirush Chanukah. This is the meaning of the word Chanukah, Chonu Chofhei, they rested on the 25th. Shebiyoim Zeh Hoyo Menucha, that on that day there was already peace, there was already relaxation, they were able to rest on the Chofhei. So that means that the war that the mochomet that you have to have, because it's not Begilui Chanukah ends in the Chof Dalet, but when it comes to Chof Hei, it's already the war is over, similar to Sukkot, in which it's Begilui, that revelation of the Makifim. And at that point, they cleaned out the Heichol. They lit the lamps in the courtyard until it became that day of Chanukah, became a day of Lahoides Ulahala Lashimcha Godl, that we give thanks and we praise to your great name, Shubichina Nailos Biyoser, which is a very high level. Kimivuer bedrushi yitzias mitzrayim inyan shmei hagadol, as explained in the Maimorim that discussed the Exodus of Egypt, the idea we say shmei hagadol, great name, lahoydes ulahalel l'shem hagadol, to your great name. So this is already all taking place on Chanukah. That we have the same impact to change things around on Chanukah. That should be the Kal Yerigla, the Talmudoyi, that should bring the Talmudoyi in a level of Kiloyin, standing in a way of expiration, to turn around, just like on Sukkot, there was Halalu Kol Goyim Shabchu Kol Ha'umim. Hine, behold, Kemoi Shebi Sukkot Zman Simchaseinu Loshon Rabim. On Sukkot we say it's the time of our rejoicing. It's a plural. Who does it refer to, the plural? Who is rejoicing on Sukkot? Man Simchaseinu, our rejoicing. That refers both to Hashem's rejoicing with the Yidden and the Yidden rejoicing with Hashem. That's the time of our Simcha. Al Shem Beis HaSimcha is based on the two joyments. The Yismach Havaye B'masav, in which Hashem rejoices with his actions, with the people that he created, with the Maisim, and the Yisrach Israel be'Eisov, and the Yidden rejoy with the Maker, with Hashem. So im hayoyis shebishneihem nemar yismach loshon osid, in both times, both in Yismach Hashem b'masav and Yismach Israel be'Eisov, it says the future Yismach will loshon osid in the future lifi. Because mainly these ideas will take place in the future to come, when the Yismach will really take place. That will be in the future. But Ba'afal Pikeim, and yet, while we say Yismach in the future, Mizeh Shechaga Sukkos Nikra Achshav Zman Simchaseinu, from the fact that Sukkos now is called the time of our rejoicing. Move on. So it's understood shebeis simchas elu yesh nom gam achshav b'chag haSukkos b'gilui. So it's our rejoicing. So we understand that these two rejoicing of Hashem with the Yidden with Hashem, are presently also openly on Chag haSukkos, because we're saying zman simchaseinu. So on Chag haSukkos openly. Al derech ze hu gam b'inyan kal yerigla de Talmudoyi. Similar is in the idea of bringing the regla of the Talmudoyi to a state of kiloyin, to a state of expiration. Ha'pu'ulo b'umas ha'ilom shebimei Chanukah. We're talking about the impact in the nations of the world during Chanukah, days of Chanukah. She'im ha'yoyis she'shleimus inyan zeh. Even though that the complete this of this concept to change the raglo de Talmudoyi, to bring him to Akiloyin, when is it going to be the completed level? That's going to be in the future to come. Now we don't have the complete level of Kal Yerigla de Talmudoyi. As the Pasuk says, Oz epich al amim sofer gurbrura goyim lov de shachem echad. Then, in the future, I will turn all the nations with a clear language to all serve Hashem with one shoulder. And yet, we're saying, just like by Sukkot, it's now Zman Simchoseinu, it is also done now during Chanukah. Just as it was in those days, that the dominance of the evil government of the Greek has ceased, was bottled. Even though that even after the dominance of the evil Greek government ceased, still, it was still not a complete redemption. And it's also, as we understand from the fact, that during the second Beis HaMikdash, they were lacking before Chanukah and after Chanukah, there were five things that were missing there. That means to say that it wasn't complete because they were lacking five things. But so now, also in those days, the days of Chanukah nowadays, that although we find ourselves still in the time of exile, gam lifnei aschalta de geula, even also before the beginning of the geula, mekomokay, it's not even the beginning, we still find ourselves still in exile, mekomokay, ayidei maisav v'avaydosa shel kol achad v'achas, through the actions and the service of every man or woman, achad v'achas, and especially by the Chanukah, we say that the achas, the women, sh'af hein, hoyu b'neis, b'yisa neis, they too, the women were part of that miracle. So when we do our service, b'meshach z'man ha'golus, in the duration of the time of exile, when he does mitzvahs, especially, we talk about the Inyan Shahazman Groma, we're talking about a matter which is time bound, which is now the level of Chanukah during the time of Havoida de Mei Chanukah. When we talk about the service of the days of Chanukah, Sheikra, the main, is what Lokas Nedis Chanukah, Al Pesach Besim Bachutz, is lighting the Chanukah lamps on the door entrance on the outside. Nasek Kalya Rigla de Talmudoi. This does accomplish, even in this Zman HaGolus, that the Kalya Rigla de Talmudoi in both interpretations, Bishneya Purushim de Le'il, in both Purushim. First, to stop it from interfering, and then bringing it up to the level of Kiloyin of expiration, Bishneya Purushim de Le'il, Oid Lifnei HaGula, even before the Geula. So while the complete will be in the future, epoch alam shechem echad, but now in Golus we still do. It's also done now during the Golus. Bal derech shohoye ba'geula di tzias Mitzrayim, and similar to the way it was during the redemption, that was by tzias Mitzrayim, shekol ha'goluyos nikroim al shem Mitzrayim. All the exiles are called Mitzrayim. Whenever we're in exile, it's also called, we're always in Mitzrayim. So what happened in Mitzrayim, even before the redemption? So l'chol bnei Yisrael hoya oyr b'mishmois b'mishmois amoyd b'yesem Mitzrayim. That for all bnei Yisrael, there was light in their settlement, even while they were still in Mitzrayim. And that, through this, through the light, is vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. They cleaned out, they saved everything from Mitzrayim, took it out, as the Chazal say, kimetsudo she'ein badogon, like a mitzuda that has no grain,
there's nothing left in it, even the dogon birur hanitzoytzes the alma di isgalia, that references the sorting out of the sparks of the revealed world. So there is no dogon, and the second ukemetzula sheimbo dogim, and like a net that doesn't have any fish, nothing in there. Birur hanitzoytzes the alma di iskasi, that refers to the sorting out of the sparks of the hidden world. Al derech zeh, so just like there, it all started even before the geula. So al derech zeh hu achshav, likewise, it's now gam achshav. It's also now she'oid b'regoyim ha'achronim she'lifnei ha'geula, so that in the last moments before the redemption, still that by all Yidden should be light where they're settled. And from this it follows, not just later, but immediately afterwards, we come to Geula Hashlema, to the complete redemption. Then will be, as said before, the Kaliya Rigla, the Tarmadoyi Bishlamas, the Kaliya Rigla Tarmadoyi in a wholesome way, in the most complete way, with the Geula, when the Geula comes around. Yud. Vayidei Masenu Vavaydesenu, through our deeds, through our service, Mekarvim Umemarim Esa Geula Edyeser, we bring close and we hasten the redemption even more. Okipsak din harambam, like quoted before, the ruling of the Rambam, shafilu al yidei mitzvah achas, even through one mitzvah, goyrem l'chol ha'olam tshuva v'hatzola, you bring about to the entire world a savior, salvation, and a savior. Bal achas kama v'kama, and for sure, this is through any mitzvah, even one mitzvah, but for sure, through limud v'afotzes pnimiyus ha-Torah, through the study and the dissemination, spreading out of the inner part of Torah, shenizgalso b'deiros ha-achronim davke, that has been revealed specifically in these later generations, kiyidua b'inyan toyameo chayim zochu, as known in the idea, those who taste Chassidus, they taste Pnimis HaTorah, taste merited life. Erev Shabbos, we taste the food of Shabbos. So before the coming of Mashiach, when there will be a revelation of Pnimis HaTorah, we taste Pnimis HaTorah. The Godel Talmud Shibbevel Demaisa, and the greatness of the study is that it brings to action, it leads to action. Shezeh limud pnimis ha-Torah, that this, the study of the inner part of Torah, moisiv gam chayiz v'hidr b'kiyum ha-mitzvos, this adds vitality and perfection in the performance of mitzvos, v'ad lihidur b'oifen d'mahadrim v'ra-mahadrim, not just I'm being careful, but on Chanukah we do in a way of perfection, imperfection. For each person, every day we bring more lights. As the simple tradition that is become by the light of Chanukah, as the Ramos says, it's a minak poshut. This is something obvious. Everybody does this, to behave like the mahadrim and amhadrim. So you see that the learning should bring about the highest level of in performance of the mitzvahs in the way of hidur mahadrim and amhadrim. Ba'al yidei zeh, and through this, mekarvim u'memarim oid yoser, we bring close and we hasten even more as ha'geula, the redemption. Shebekorev mamish, that actually very soon, holchin, we go to greet, we go towards Moshiach Tzidkenu. She yilame Torahs kol ha'olam kolam kuloi, who will teach Torah to the entire people. Tachlis hashlemus b'limud haTorah, that will be the ultimate, the total wholesomeness in the study of Torah that we'll learn through Mashiach. And then we will be able to do, as we say in the davening, we'll do before you in the Beis HaMikdash the mitzvahs as you want them to be. Tachlis hashlemus b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, the ultimate wholesomeness in the observance of mitzvahs. V'zoichin koyol godol de yeshuva heino, we merit that a great community will return here. Kulam, they'll all be lahoides ulahalel l'shimcha godol, to praise, to thank and give praise to your great name. V'beis hamikdash hashlishi, in the third beis hamikdash, bayis hanitzchi, the eternal home, Migdash Adnai Koinu Yodecha, the Migdash of Hashem, which Hashem's hands have prepared, Ubimheira B'yameinu Mamash.